Country Bob FM.
Jingle bells. 8:48 here, Bob FM. Neil, before we get into today's Bob Almanac, we've got a Bob Almanac follow-up from yesterday.
Okay.
We mentioned 1961, Elvis Presley performed in Hawaii in a fundraiser for the USS Arizona Memorial.
Right.
And we speculated, we were wondering, because we knew that this had been happening in the past, that oil had been leaking out of the USS Arizona and then, bubbling to the top.
Yeah,
and we
like
wondered,
for 80 years or something.
We wondered if it was still doing so.
Yeah.
And you said, no, it's got to be out of oil by now.
You would think.
That is not the case. Several listeners chimed in doing our work for us. Apparently, the USS Arizona had nearly 1.5 million gallons of fuel oil when it sank on December 7th, the date that will live in infamy. And it continues to leak oil to this day. It is estimated to be around 9 quarts of oil per day. The ship,
well, yeah, that'll take a while to get rid of 1.5 million gallons.
It is believed that it could leak for another 500 years. Because you know what? That oil is in drums or barrels or tanks, and those leak, slowly leaking and corroding. So there's a 1.5 million gallons down there, and it's not secure, obviously.
Jeez. Somebody's got to get down in there.
I wonder if they've ever thought about
Flex
that.
Seal.
Oh, gosh, that Flex Seal. Has anybody ever tried that? Anybody use that stuff in the can? I tried to seal my mailbox. I might as well just taken a glass of water and just shoved it right into my mail and poured it all over my bills and stuff.
Good grief. It'll severe leak.
Yeah. It didn't work.
It didn't work.
So let's get into it. So that's the follow-up on the USS Arizona.
All right.
This date, March 26th, 1827, we say, so long, Beethoven. Feel free to roll over now. A fifth of Beethoven, Neil. Beethoven died. 56.
Boy, he was young.
Musical.
But of course, the life expectancy wasn't so good then.
Musical genius.
For sure.
1827, the boy prodigy, Beethoven. 1827. 1937, spinach growers of Crystal City, Texas, wanted to say thank you to the number one single reason why they were selling so much spinach. You know what that reason was, Neil?
Popeye.
Yeah, it was Popeye. They erected a statue of Popeye, not of Wimpy or Alice the Goon, but Popeye.
Right.
In Crystal City, Texas, on this date. When's the last time you've had spinach? Now, that would you have spinach over arugula?
No, I'd have arugula over spinach.
You would? Okay. Yeah. I like spinach if you cook it down in some garlic and some oil. And also, if you throw it into a salad where it's not all spinach, you know, like a, what do they call it, a spring mix?
Yeah, if you can hide it a little bit.
It's very good for you, rich in nutrients.
Yes.
But, of course, that doesn't matter to you.
No.
1937, 1945 in the news.
In the battle for the last pocket, some of the enemy soldiers had held out until the very end. In Iwo Jima, the enemy lost one of its most vital defensive bastions.
This was the day that Allies led by the U.S. Marines secured Iwo Jima little more than a month after the famous flag raising. So they raised the flag on February 23rd, and they officially secured the island here on this date, 1945. They took it from the, of course, the Imperial Japanese Army. 18,000 Japanese and 6,000 Americans killed on that island. Tiny island.
Oh, my gosh.
How about that?
So sad.
World War II, 1945, 53.
This is polio, the cruel centuries-old crippler of children. Enlarged 77,000 times, these are actual polio viruses.
This is polio, much like Hugh Downs used to say, and this is 2020.
Right.
Polio. Our guy Jonas Salk announced that he had successfully tested a vaccine against polio.
Game changer.
It did. May have saved the human race, Neil.
It may have. I mean, it certainly helped a lot of people.
Big news in 79.
Next, President Sadat and Prime Minister Begin will sign a letter to President Carter recording agreement between Egypt and Israel concerning future negotiations implementing the Camp David frameworks.
Camp David Accords, this date, 79. Carter, Sadat, Begin, they were all there. We thought we had some peace in the Middle East. Short-lived, as it usually is.
They said it wouldn't last.
Yeah. I mean, you can wave this, hey, I got the Carter, I got the Camp David Accords here. Come on, stop it. And they just keep on a-going.
Yep.
And that's a shame.
It is a shame.
Same day in 79.
For Indiana State, wearing number 33 at center, 6'9" inch senior from French Lick, Indiana, Larry Bird.
At center? Why not? You can do it.
And from Michigan State, wearing number 33 at guard, 6'8" inch sophomore from Lansing, Michigan, Urban Magic Johnson.
Yeah, this was it. Really, the modern Final Four was born on this date in 79 because of the interest of Bird versus Magic.
It was huge.
Spartans and the Sycamores of Indiana State. And Michigan State, Judd Heathcote, they just had too much, Judd Heathcote, they had just too much for poor Indiana State. They had more than just Magic, Neil.
Yeah,
and, of course,
Kelser.
They were battle-tested coming out of that Big Ten.
Big Ten, right.
Having, battled Michael Thompson and Kevin McHale and Jim Dutcher's Gophers.
Right.
A couple of times during the season.
Yeah. That was quite a final, though. It was awesome.
In 79, 1997.
As the autopsies continued in San Diego, California, one by one, families of the mass suicide victims made the journey they hoped they'd never have to make. This man said, "I'm here to see the body of my son." This family came to claim the body of cult member Erica Ernst.
She got in through a friend and that's it, and then if they ever come out.
Remember the Heaven's Gate cult?
Yes.
This day, 1997,
when
bodies of 39 members in Rancho Santa Fe, California, they were found inside a home following their group suicide in 97. They had a logo that looked like the Green Bay Packers.
Mm.
They were the ones that, wasn't it something about Hale Bopp Comet, about the comet, not Halley's, but Hale Bopp, where there was a spaceship behind that comet, and if they all took their own lives, they would then join the aliens on that spaceship. I want to say that's what it was.
Yeah. Which, it makes sense.
1997. Yeah. Pretty sad. 1998.
Can warm-blooded Americans taste the difference between Lay's Wild Potato Chips and their favorite chips? Let's find out.
You know they're fat-free?
Only half the calories.
Holy cow! These are great!
These taste as good as my regular chips.
Yeah, can Americans tell the difference between regular Doritos and Doritos with Olestra? Yeah, because about 5 minutes after eating them, you're running to the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
This was the date that Frito-Lay introduced its WOW brand, Doritos, Tostitos, Lay's, Ruffles, with the Olestra fat substitute. Neil, it proved to be a failure.
It did not work.
In a word, leakage.
Right.
They didn't test that, apparently. How did that not come out through the testing? The market testing. Were they too afraid to tell them that that's what the result was?
The people that
they won't care about that. The Doritos will be so tasty and had half the calories, they'll put up with a little leakage.
Right.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No, they were quickly taken off the market. 2024.
We're coming on the air this hour with some breaking news out of Baltimore. This is where the Francis Scott Key Bridge has collapsed after one of its columns was hit by a cargo ship. The Baltimore City Fire Department says it is unsure how many vehicles were on the bridge when this happened.
Thankfully, there were no vehicles on the bridge because it was closed for maintenance. But the people that died were six maintenance people that were working on the bridge overnight. That was a year ago that the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore collapsed. The freighter lost power and was basically rudderless, if you will. And it ran right into one of those columns, one of those big support beams and whatnot, and the abutments, and down it went. 2024. Sammy Kershaw tickets. What day is he at the Medina, Neil?
This Saturday night, Jim.
Again, listen to everything that has been said so far and that will be said in the future on today's Almanac so you can win those tickets.
I said upside down, you're turning me. You're giving love instinctively.
Diana Ross. Neil, was she the first diva? You might say Aretha. You might say Aretha. I mean, Marie Antoinette was diva-like, right?
Well,
you know, let them eat cake, the whole thing. But I don't think Diana Ross is at any point in jeopardy of getting beheaded.
No.
You give to me the love that I need. So Diana Ross, oh my goodness, with the Supremes, and then her duets, and then her, of course, all of her solo work. She is 81. I got to go back to Nancy Pelosi, first woman to hold the position of Speaker of the House. She's no longer Speaker of the House. Her party is no longer in power. She's 85. Yeah. At 85, what the heck are you still doing in Congress?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a question that needs to be
asked. We need younger blood.
Definitely. Nancy Pelosi. Make some jokes about her coming to Congress and, you know, parking her broom in the broom closet. But now at 85, she probably gets a better spot to hang it, closer to the door. She's 85. More music today.
Talk about things that nobody cares.
Those are tasteless jokes, by the way, Neil. So, lead singer of Aerosmith, Steven Tyler, 77. Pretty good voice,
yeah.
I don't think he can sing anymore, right? He can't hit those notes.
All those years have taken their toll on his vocals.
Very raspy, 77.
And you are trying to cheat. I know where he was because I watched this board like a whole rat. They're just moving back the number of spaces that I moved him for.
She's right.
How many spaces did you move it?
Well, how the hell should I know?
You mean you don't remember how many spaces you moved that thing just a second ago?
Well, I guess I'm just too stupid ever to grab the goddamn dice up the face.
Mickey Lawrence, Carol Burnett, and Harvey Korman. Oh, my. Mama's Family, or The Family, as it was called on the Carol Burnett Show.
Jeez.
Vicki Lawrence, 76.
And a fine singer.
And don't forget, the night the lights went out in Georgia, certainly.
Hello there. The Doobie Brothers room, please. And I'll speak with any doobie who do be in.
You know, this is really funny because all three of the guys, the gang, on what's happening.
Hello there. I be Roger Thomas. Which doobie you be?
He was Raj. He was kind of the leader. Raj. But we just had Dwayne yesterday and, like, rerun last week.
Yes.
All three of those guys from What's Happening had birthdays within a week, week and a half.
Yeah.
Crazy. That's
pretty
Ernest,
funny guys. Yeah.
Ernest Thomas, 76. Martin Short.
They don't make snozzes. They make semiconductors for a very reputable computer company. What's wrong with that? Is there something wrong with that? Why is that suddenly wrong to do? I don't understand that. Why are you pointing the finger at other people all the time? Why don't you point the finger at yourself? Do a little more reading, maybe. Less time in court. Maybe that would be effective for you.
Pardon me for saying this, but you seem defensive.
I'm not being defensive. You're the one who's being defensive. Why is it always the other person who's being defensive? Have you ever asked yourself that? Why don't you ask
Martin Short, one of his great SNL characters, the very nervous and cigarette-smoking Nathan Thurm, the lawyer and attorney. So Martin Short, Billy Crystal, Christopher Guest, and Harry Shearer were on Saturday Night Live one season, the 84-85 season, and it's like they were on there for a decade. They had so many. There are guys that have been on there for 10 years and have zero memorable characters.
Right.
And these guys are on 1 year. And so many. Of course, Ed Grimley.
Grimley was great.
Yeah.
I love that.
Is it me? Is it you? Is it you? Is it him? Martin Short, 75.
Hi. I'm Larry. This is my brother, Daryl. That's my other brother, Daryl.
Yeah. One of the brothers. One of the Daryls who was born in Minneapolis, Neil.
I didn't know that.
From Newhart. His name is Tony Pappenfuss. He's 75 today, and he was one of the Darryls. There was Larry, his brother Daryl, and his other brother Daryl. He was one of the Daryls.
Nice.
Happy birthday.
'Cause darling, I won't be there.
Charlie McLean.
I'm dancing your memory away.
69 today for Charlie McLean.
In the arms of a stranger.
Her career really, career really exploded when she was on that episode of Chips.
Oh, that did it.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Nobody puts baby in the corner, except for maybe her first grade teacher when she got in trouble. We're talking about Jennifer Grey. Yeah, she was baby.
Yes.
Dirty Dancing, 56. Kenny Chesney, 57. We know what he sounds like. We play him every 90 minutes or so. So we know what Kenny Chesney sounds like, 57. Pretty successful. I'm assuming he's coming back here eventually. He loves U.S. Bank Stadium.
He does. And I'll bet, I wouldn't be surprised if he's the 330 throwdown guy.
Let me see.
I don't know for sure.
Yeah, it's kind of faded here. The printer was struggling. Kenny Chesney, 57.
You want to drive?
I don't have a car with me here.
Scott, I'll just suck it up. Drive it. Are you drunk?
No, I didn't have anything to drink.
You into this?
Oh, okay. What is this?
The judge recommended I get one.
Oh, poor. The 40-year-old virgin is about to go on a wild ride, Neil. And whether or not he got French toast or not, I'm not sure. But Leslie Mann was in that movie.
Oh, yes.
Funny actress and a number of others. She's 53. And our rapper of the day today, Juvenile. Or is it Juvenile?
Well,
I'm not sure.
I can't 50. Answer.
50 for Juvenile. That's an old rapper. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Old rappers never die. They just fade away.
They just fade away. Or they get mentioned on the Bob Almanac. Gone but not forgotten. Cake mix maker. He was really a food critic is where he gained his fame. But then now there's, he has food and cakes named after him. Duncan Hines was a real guy. Duncan Hines, born on this day of the year, was 1880. Former United States Army General William Westmoreland. You may remember him from your history books. Born on this day in 1914. He was in many, many John Wayne movies. John was a big fan, the Duke was, of Strother Martin, and he was in a ton of movies and shows. Strother Martin, 1919.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it.
Name that movie.
Cool Hand Luke,
you know,
I would think.
Yes.
Yeah. And he was in, of course, many episodes.
Slapshot.
Gunsmoke, Slapshot, yes. I think last year, I don't know, I must have been doing the show when you were gone or something, because I know we had him. I played his clip from Slapshot.
All-time
Strother
hockey.
Martin. What's that?
Bleep, old-time hockey.
Right. 1919 for that fine, fine character actor. Justice, Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. She's historical first woman named to the Supreme Court, born on this day, 1930. One of our favorites from 1931, he was in search of, and he was Mr. Spock on Star Trek, Leonard Nimoy.
Don't grieve him, Admiral. It is logical. The needs of the many outweigh
the means of the few.
Or the one.
I have been and always will be.
Will be.
Your friend.
Your friend. So touching. So good. The great Leonard Nimoy was born on this day in 1931. Academy Award-winning actor, very fine actor, Alan Arkin, 1934.
Oh, Alan Arkin, 28 seconds are curtain, Mr. Arkin.
Thank you, Scooter.
Did you get that milkshake you ordered?
Not yet, but
The chef is working on it.
The Swedish chef is shaking a cow, Neil.
No, boy.
To get a milkshake.
Yes,
he had a very, very recognizable nasally voice, did he not?
Yes, he did. He did, for sure. You would recognize, and he was in a lot of movies. Alan Arkin, 1934. Another guy who was in a lot of movies, and of course, starred as Mississippi in El Dorado, opposite the Duke. James Caan, born on this day, 1940.
Also in Godfather.
Hey, what are you going to do? Nice college boy, huh? Didn't want to get mixed up in the family business? Now you want to gun down a police captain? Why, because he slapped you in the face a little bit? Huh? What do you think, this is the army where you shoot him a mile away? You got to get up close like this, and bada-bing, you blow their brains all over your nice Ivy League suit. Come in.
Pretty graphic from The Godfather, yep. But that's what they did, and you know
that's what they did. Yep.
Yeah, Al Pacino's got to learn how to work in the family,
right? James Caan also was in a bit of a bad way in Misery. I do remember that.
That was unfortunate. His ankles struggled in that one.
Yeah, oh,
his ankles.
It just made you cringe. Singer Teddy Pendergrass was a very talented man, born on this day, 1950. Jim, they're all gone. But not forgotten.
Sammy Kershaw tickets here. Now, earlier we had a birthday for Raj from What's Happening, Hey, Hey, Hey.
Yes.
And 76 today. The clip that we played from What's Happening today was a clip of where he is calling a very famous band, made a well-known cameo in a very special two-part series. It was about bootlegging and the dangers of. What band was
Raj? Rock and roll band.
What rock and roll band? Yeah, it's not like Lawrence Welk or Myron Florin.
No, not
it's,
that.
It's a rock and roll band. What rock and roll band was Raj calling? They appeared on What's Happening. 763-450-0100. You call in, you win. First one with the correct answer. You're going to see Sammy Kershaw this Saturday. What a prize. What a prize. Yeah. Big prize.
And if you decide you want to take two winners, I'm okay with that, too.
Oh, should I give away a four-pack?
No.
No?
Just two winners.
Oh, okay. Would you like to go with Dancy's Dream, Restless Heart, How Long Gone, Brooks and Dunn, or this one, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, High Horse?
I'm going to go Dancy's Dream, please.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Alvin, KDBG, HD1.